Perfect.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I would love to come in actually. I would like to highlight a comment that Neil made earlier about these assistant systems, as we call it, like an expert system in a hospital, for example. And I think he clearly highlighted the thin line where humans should have control over the system. So it should be an expert system, but that does not take decisions. But we have to be aware of the fact that, of course, if we have an expert system that assists us taking decisions, it will influence us also. So the question of can we understand the machine that is kind of talking to us, that's very important. And I just want to highlight that, just talking about assistance systems probably doesn't solve the problem here. So that would be my first point. And the second point is about education of politicians. So you know that our institute advises the German Bundestag and the German administration, and they certainly do not like to hear that we educate them, and we certainly do not. But what we try to do is we try to provide a language that builds the bridge between the scientific community and policymakers. And I think it's our task, the task of scientists, to kind of come up with an idea of how this language could work. And certainly that is, by having exchange between each other. And I think that's very important. I told you I'm a physicist, so I've done hardcore physics for 10 years in the lab. And I really had to learn to speak a language that policymakers can understand. And I managed to do that, so it shouldn't be too complicated. So I would really emphasize that it's important that we kind of have this meta discussion about the language that we use to describe the problems. And lastly, about ethics. I think that's a very, very valid point that we come up or we all come with different backgrounds and different ethical conceptions to this problem. And this is something that humans are hardly handle. I mean, we're struggling with cultural difference, and I think that's a positive thing. That's kind of humanity, and that makes us creative. But I would just like want to leave this problem to computers. So I think we should always keep like meaningful human control over our kind of differences in ethical judgments. I think that's important. I just cannot imagine that a machine, an algorithm, will ever be able to handle this. So we carefully have to look at the data we feed into the machines, because they certainly might have biases, and these biases can go back to different perceptions, be it ethical or legal or whatever it is.